Let's try to follow the machtzis hashekel. Well, if Klal Yisrael donates their machtzis hashekel, they accumulate in these collection boxes. Like we learned in Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, Keshem Shal Yeshefares B'Migdash, Kacha Yeshefares B'Medina. These Shefares were boxes that were narrow on the top, wide at the bottom, so it's easy to put things in, not so easy to take things out. Now, after the half shekels accumulated in these Shefares, the boxes were brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And we go on to the next step. Now, they were deposited in a special room that was made for keeping the Machzis Hashkala. Now, at this point, we're going to learn that there was a very precise process that had to be followed when they removed these shkalim. You would think that the easiest thing is just take out the entire year's funds at one time. No, they bedavka did not do that. Although we said before that they had in mind, when they took the machzor shekel out to buy the new karbanis, they had in mind to include the people that were still bringing their machzor shekels. They had in mind those that didn't come in yet. They wanted them to be part of the new karbanis. Well, in Isa, they wanted more than that. They made sure to take out the money three different times a year. They wanted more than just having in mind that whatever machzor shekel is coming in should be used. They wanted that b'metzias, everyone's half shekel, should be among those from which the money is taken for the karbanis sibur. If they took everything out right away, then those machzor shekels that come in later, vada, won't have any connection to the new karbanis sibur, at least not b'metzias, at least not actually. So again, they took out the money three different times a year so that everyone's half shekel should be among half shekels that are used to buy the new karbanis. The shail is, when are these three times during the year? We're going to see several shitas in our Mishnah B'ez Hashem. The first shita. Let's begin, once again, by explaining where Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, B'shloisha Prakim B'shana, three times during the year. Tarimines HaLishka, they took out the money from the Lishka. That's that room, that special chamber where all the boxes were brought to. That's where the coins were deposited. And according to the first sheet, the three times that they did this was B'frois HaPesach, 15 days before Pesach. The Bat Tanura explains that 15 days before the Yom Tov is called Peros. Because 30 days before the Yom Tov, we have to start learning and dashing about lachis of the Yom Tov. And Peros is a lashon of prusa, to break off, like half. So half the amount of when we're ready in the swing of preparing for Yom Tov. So 15 days before Pesach, Befrois Atzeres, 15 days before Shavuos, and Befrois Hechag, 15 days before Sukkos. And the Mishnah tells us, incidentally, the Hain, these very same days, were Geronais L'maisa Behem. They were the special times that were deadlines for Maisa Behem. Now really, Geronais sounds more like the gathering times that we use for produce, for tfua. What does that have to do with Behemah? And what are these deadlines, anyway? Just like the Goyren, when you bring it onto the threshing floor and you gather it together. That's koveya, lemaiser dogan. Once you bring it in, you cannot eat from the tefuah until you separate maiser and give it to the levi. Chazal instituted these manim, and they said that it's usur to eat these behemois until maisers are taken. Before these three times, it is mutter to eat any behema. You can shecht and eat any behema, even though no maisers were taken. So there are these three points in the year where, okay, I can't eat now before I separate Maaser Behemah. Maaser Behemah is brought as a carbon to Yerushalayim. Now, why did Chazal give these three times to be the times that are the deadlines to have to separate Maaser Behemah, that after this time you can't eat it anymore? Because really, unlike the other Maaseres in Min HaTorah, there is no deadline. You're not over an Isser if you sell or shecht an animal before Maaseres were taken. Min HaTorah you can do whenever you want. But what happened is, you didn't want to do mitzvahs. And therefore, most people didn't sell their animals before they had a chance to take off maasers. Now, sometimes there wasn't enough animals available. I would say, I'm looking to buy an animal. You have animals to sell. Can you please sell it to me? I didn't take off maaser yet. Okay, not now. Then sometimes everybody would decide to take off maasers, and then the market was flooded with animals. Now, Chazal had a concern. We needed enough karbanos. We needed enough meat available during the Yom Tov, when everybody came to Yerushalayim, to be Erle Regel, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So therefore, Chazal said, 15 days before each of the Yamim Tovim, no animals may be shechted unless you took off Ma'aseh Behemah. Now, you very practically always had large numbers of animals that were on the market, and the price would come down because the more behemoths you have, supply and demand, the more supply, price goes down. And it was just right for the Yoyle Regalim who came up and needed the behemoths. Now, of course, if somebody wanted to, he could have shechted or sold the animal before these times. But people didn't do it. There's a rule. The rule is Nichele le'inish to le'evid mitzvah b'mayna. People like doing mitzvahs with their money, especially if it doesn't cost them too much. So Ma'aseh Behemah, you don't really lose much, because you get to eat most of the Ma'aseh Behemah. You get to eat most of the carbon. Elmei, you have to shlep it to Yishalayim and bring it as a carb. So basically, Chazal created this deadline similar to the deadline of produce, of when things grow. As explained before, when it comes to maestros of things that are growing, it's also to make use of the produce once the maestro season arrives, once it's the time of geronis, once you bring it in. So in Mela, we use a similar term over here, geronis, gathering times, because we based it on what happens by maestro. Okay, so who holds this way? Who holds this way? That these are the three times, 15 days before each Yom Tov, Sapta Mishnah, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Now we understand why the Shkolim and the Ma'aseh Behemah are connected to each other, as the Tveres Yisrael says. What do they do with the Shkolim? They bought the Karbanos Tzibur. So it was very convenient to have the same deadline as Ma'aseh Behemah, because again, it guaranteed that you had as most animals available as possible for the cheapest price. Ben Azai says, those were not the three time periods. The three time periods were the Esrim V'Tisha Ba'Adar, on the 29th of Adar, will be Echad B'Sivan, on the first day of Sivan, will be Esrim V'Tisha Ba'Av, and on the 29th of Av. Now, L'Chayr, the 29th of Adar, is 15 days before Pesach. That's the last day of Adar. When's Pesach? 15 days into Nisan. That's the first day of Pesach. Erev Pesach is Yod Daled. Rabbi Akiva doesn't say, though, the 29th of Adar. He says 15 days before Pesach, because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not always the 29th of Adar. We've explained this in the earlier Mishnahs. The Chodesh, our Chodesh, which goes according to the Levana, can either be 29 or 30 days. So the 15th day before Pesach can either be the 29th or the 30th of Adar. So in the Mela, we say 15 days before Pesach, whenever that is. Sometimes it's the 29th, sometimes it's the 30th. Now, Ben Azai holds that the Adar before Pesach is always 29 days. Why that is so, we won't go into now. But that's why he doesn't say 15 days before Pesach. He says it's the 29th of Adar. So the Maaseh, there's no machlokes really between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai, but when the first deadline is for Maaseh Behemah, the only shaila is how to explain it. Do I say 15 days before Pesach, or do I say the 29th of Adar? Okay, let's go on to the second of the three dates. Rabbi Akiva says 15 days before Shavuos. Ben Azai says Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Why not just state it 15 days before Shavuos? Ben Azai himself holds, as explained, that it's basically 15 days before Pesach, so why not stay consistent 15 days before Shavuos? Well, the answer is, how much time do we have between Pesach and Shavuos? There are only 7 weeks. So when we say there's a deadline, what does that mean? It means all the animals that are born in between this time period, you can't use them until you take off Ma'aser. There's not that much time here. So if you're going to say 15 days before Shavuos, that means it's going to be the 20th of Iyar. So how many animals are going to be born already between the 29th of Adar and the 20th of Iyar? So I want to push it off as long as possible. Let me push it off at least till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I accomplish really two things. Number one, it gives me a little bit more time. More animals will be born. And also, because the deadline is later, closer to Yom Tov, you're going to have many more animals on the market in a shorter period of time. Again, making the karbanos and the meat more readily available for the early regal. Okay, let's go to the third deadline. Rabbi Akiva says, 15 days before Sukkot. Ben Azai says, Ubi Esrim V'Tisha B'Av. 29 days of Av. Why the machlokes over here? When you give Ma'aser Behemah, And that means, as we explained a little bit earlier, you line up all the animals that come through a narrow doorway in the gate, and you mark the 10th one. That 10th one is a carbon. And that 10th one makes the 9, the Rabbanan say, now is when you can shecht it, now is when you can sell it. You cannot meiser behemoths that were born in different years. In other words, all 10, where 1 kind of cashes the other 9, they all have to be born during the same year. But there's a shaila of what's called the new year. Remeir holds, it's the Echad Be'el, first day of El. Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon hold, it's the first day of Tishrei. Ben Azai is Mesupik. He is not sure whether the halacha is like Rebbe Meir, that it's the first day of El. In other words, you can't make a group out of animals that were born before El and after the beginning of El, or the halacha is like Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon, that it's B'Echad B'Tishrei. So what does Ben Azai do practically? He says, look, being that I'm not sure what the din is with the animals that are born on El, whether they're part of last year, whether they're the beginning of the new year, you have to make a separate Ma'aseh Behema just for animals that are born on El. The only way to be sure that animals that are born on El are being Ma'aseh'd properly is to make sure that all 10 of these Behemoths, where one is Ma'aseh for the other 9, they were all born on El. Therefore, Maman Hashach, whether they're part of last year, whether they're part of next year, it doesn't really bother me. I don't know which one it is, but I know they're all from the same year. That's why Ben Azai says, when it comes to Sukkos, I can't say 15 days before Sukkos. Then you're going to have animals from before El and animals after El. So the deadline has to be before Elul. It has to be on the 29th day of Av. This way I make sure that all the animals I'm taking Meiser from now are from before El. Okay, so that's the Machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's 15 days before each Yom Tov. According to Ben Azai, it may be 15 days before Pesach, but the second time is going to be Rosh Chodesh Sivan. We want to push it up a little bit to get in as many behemoths as possible, because it's such a short season, only between Pesach and Shavuos, and the third time has to be before El, so we move it back to 29 days in Av. Vayitra zakta Mishnah. Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Shimon, I mean, Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Shimon say, here are the three deadlines, the three periods of the year, which is cutoff point. You must take off mice in order to use the behemoth by this day. Rebbe Elazar v'Rebbe Shimon, I mean, they are B'Echad B'Nisan, first day of Nisan, B'Yachad B'Sivan, first day of Sivan, B'Esrim B'Tisha B'El, and 29 days into the month of El. Okay, let's try to understand these three zmanim. The first time is on the first day of Nisan. Why not 2 weeks before? Well, we said that the reason we refer to it as B'Freis HaPesach is because 30 days before Pesach, you have to start learning and expounding on the halachis of Pesach. So we break that in half, so it comes out to 2 weeks before. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that the time to start learning or really darshaning in Hilchas Pesach is not 30 days before, but it's 2 weeks before. You may remember this sugya from Masechtas Pesachim. It's from Rosh Chodesh Nisan and on. Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Shimon hold, according to that shita, so let's start the same time that we start darshaning in Hilchas Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Okay, so why Rosh Chodesh Sivan? Same reason that Ben Azai pushed it off to Rosh Chodesh Sivan, to get in as more behemoths as possible. It's the shortest season, so you want to push it off a little bit longer. We can extend it a little bit. And also, you're going to have a lot of behemoths coming in right before Shavuos. So again, the three cutoff points for a Meiser Behema, that you must separate the Meiser Behema, which is going to be your carbon that you're going to take to your Shalayim in order to be able to shecht or sell the other animals, are Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and 29 days in El. 29 days in El. Now let's make a cheshbon over here. If they say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so their shita is 2 weeks before Yom Tov. Oy bazai, 2 weeks before Sukkah should be Rosh Hashanah. So mipnei ma amru b'esim v'tisha be'el. What did the bedavka say, 29 days in El? Well, yamru b'yachod b'tishrei. And the answer is, and the answer is, because it's a Yom Tov. V'yev shalaser b'Yom Tov, and you can't take maizras on Yom Tov. L'figachik demu li'asim b'tisha be'el. Therefore, they moved it up. In other words, they made it a day earlier, 29 days in El. Now, why can't you take Maisri Behemon Yom Tov? So the Gemara in Bechayrus says an interesting thing. We said that you have to line up the animals, and they come through a narrow doorway, and the tenth one is marked with red paint. So you can't mark with red paint, because that's Silveya, that would be considered dying, which is one of the Lamates Malachis. Okay, Chazring over, we learned in our Mishnah, we learned that there are three times during the year where Tarmin is Halishka, spoke about the different boxes that were all over. They were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, and they were deposited into a special lishka, into a special chamber. And we explained they didn't take everything out at one time, because the Machtzah Shekel, the Machtzah Hashkolim of Yidden living far away, they didn't come yet. Now they were collected before the first of Nisan, and they had in mind to include those shkolim when they bought the animals of the Kabbanah Sibra, but still, we wanted that b'metzias, part of the New Year's Kabbanah, should come from physically machzah shkolim that were already in the lishka. So therefore, instead of taking everything at one time, it was divided over the course of the year. Three times they took it from this lishka, from this special room. The shaila is, when are these three times? Rebbe Kiba holds 15 days before Pesach, 15 days before Shavuos, 15 days before Sukkot. They are also the Granais L'Maiser Behem. Even though Granais L'Chayr is a term for produce, for Maiser Dagan, but it's used for Maiser Behem also. We explained, although Min HaTorah, there is no such cutoff time, but the Rabbanan said that there are three times a year that by then you have to take Maiser Behem. And if you didn't, you cannot sell the behemoths. You can't use them. Meaning to say, those behemoths that were born from after the last cutoff time till this cutoff time, they can only be sold, used, after you take off Meiser Behem. And by making these three times a year before Yom Tov, it meant people would rush then to meet the deadline, be mafresh Meiser Behem, and suddenly many, many behemoths would become available for the early regal. Ben Azai says the three times were b'esrim the Tisha ba'adar, which is also primarily 2 weeks before Pesach, just that they use a different lashon. Rebbe Akiva uses the lashon b'freisa Pesach, because shloishim yom kadam hachag, you have to be oizig and hilchas hachag. Half of that, that's called the prusa, the break-off part, half of that would be 2 weeks before. Ben Azai uses the lashon 29 days in Adar. Rebbe Akiva doesn't want to use that lashon 29 days in Adar, because the 15 days before Pesach can sometimes be the 30th day of Adar, sometimes 29. It depends on when Bezin's Mekadosh Nechaydosh. But Ben Azai holds that the Adar before Pesach is always 29 days. As far as the second cutoff point is concerned, instead of 2 weeks before Shavuos, Ben Azai says Rosh Chodesh Sivan, it's only a short time period. So how many animals could have been born in that time period? So in Mela, we extend it to Rosh Chodesh Sivan. If we go 2 weeks before, it would be the 20th of Iyar. And the third time period is 29 days in Av. Why 29 days in Av? So we explained Ben Azai holds that Elul is a suffix. He's not sure whether the halach is that Elul is part of the past year or Elul is part of the next year. And you can't be mafrish, Maiser Behema, from 1 year's Behemas on the other. In other words, if the Behema was born last year, I can't take off Maiser from a Behema that was born this year. So the only way to avoid problems for sure, being that I'm not sure about El, is to separate all the animals that were born on El and say, okay, we're going to take Meiser Behemah from an El Behemah on El Behemah. This way, whenever it is, I'm covered. If they're all part of last year, fine, it's good. If they're all part of next year, it's good. The main thing is, I'm not taking Meiser Behemah from 1 year on the next. That's why Ben Azai cannot wait for any day past El. He has to say it's 29 days in Av. Once El comes, that's a separate cheshbon. Then we had the sheet of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. They say the three times are Be'echad ben Nisan. They hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who says you start being Isaac in Hilchos Pesach 2 weeks before Yom Tov. So the day you start being Isaac in Hilchos Pesach, that's the day. The next time is Be'echad b'Sivan, like Ben Azai. They want to push it over as much as possible. And the next date is 29 days in El. So really, if they're consistent with their Shita 2 weeks before each Yom Tov, it should be Rosh Hashanah, which is 2 weeks before Sukkot. But on Yom Tov, you would not be able to engage in Meiser Behema. We explained, the Gemara in Bechayra says, one of the things you have to do is put a little bit of a dye, a color, on the 10th Behema, and you can't do that on Yom Tov.